We're at the 2019 Oklahoma Youth Expo. Our reports, of course, all week long have been powered by ITC, your energy superhighway. And with us right now is Blake Kennedy, Kennedy Ventures. And you've been involved for the last couple of years, I know, Blake, with the Night of Stars Guilt Sale. Tell me, what is the Guilt Sale? What is this Night of Stars all about?
This is the top 60 commercial guilts in the show. Is what we do. We make a lineup, and we'll start at the champion, and we'll just line our way up to the top 60, as well as the purebreds. We'll go through and actually pick five from each breed, and that's how we get our 55, by adding 15 more gilts on top of that. That's done by the judges, and then we'll go through and make a sale order up and allow that the opportunity to have us a sale, which will be showcased on Wednesday night.
So these animals are coming out of the both the purebred and the commercial show here at the OYE. It's kind of a way of to honor and to reward these young people that have raised these animals.
We are rewarding their animals, and more importantly, we're allowing these students to buy females, and breeders will actually come in and sit in the stands tonight, Tuesday, and watch the online preview, which will give them the opportunity to bid online, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But we're positioning ourselves to where breeders can come in and purchase these gilts, the FFA and 4-H projects that the students have been raising all this time.
Interesting to me is watched it, especially last year. There's kind of unpredictable as far as the demand for each of these animals. They kind of develop their own little following and gets into some pretty fierce bidding competition on animals that are somewhere, you know, in a lot of cases down the line.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting to be able to sit back and look at this, and more importantly, as we look at through the catalog and we go back throughout the years, we're actually seeing several of these gilts that made the sale are actually out of gilts that was purchased here in the years before. I know that there's a couple of lots that a Berkshire female was purchased through the sale and actually has three offspring of her own in the sale. So we're being able to see that, hey, this sale does work. You know, being able to purchase them through this is taking those breeders to a high level, right. Top notch, and it's pretty exciting.
Let's talk a little bit about one aspect that you've really brought to the table with your enterprise, where you've actually been able to take it from just the folks in the stands, and that's how it was for the first several years. Last year, you added the online bidding component.
So last year was the first year we did CCI.live, online bidding, and it helped in tremendous ways. We had 14 head throughout the sale that got different bids on them from six different states. We ended up at the end of the night, we sold six lots online. This year we've been able to do a lot of advertisement, a lot more people's been able to realize that we have this opportunity. I know that my phone's been blown up today, you know, being able to talk to people and getting sale orders out, whereas last year was a last-minute deal and we did it. But yes, being able to sit at home on your couch or wherever you might be driving down the road, you can purchase and bid online on these gilts. And that is something that I think that is so important that they have the opportunity, because there's other shows going on around the world. We all know that the weather's bad in some parts of the country. So it's just one of those things that we're being able to provide a service to these people, the young people, the youth, to be able to help better the program of their own, as well as breeders and buyers.
So the combination of the competition here in the barn and those that are watching remotely, that really helps the prices.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know that, like, Walton Webcasting is here, and we're doing the Barra show, and we did the Gilt show as well. And people can actually go back at waltonwebcasting.com, watch the entire Gilt show, as well as, I said earlier, we will be doing a live preview tonight. And what we'll do, we'll preview all those lots where people can go back and watch tomorrow during the day, and then we will have the sale tomorrow night, which they can bid on. I know it's important being able to go back and see them. You know, a video is a lot different than pictures. You can see so much more, and with today's technology, you know, it's endless. So just happy to be on the front side of everything and being able to make a big push. And over the year, we've had a lot of great successful sales online, and hope it just continues to grow.
I know that in recent years, you've had multiple states where these animals have ended up going.
Yeah, that's something that even before the online bidding that we was sending some to California and to Missouri and Indiana and like that. But this year we're actually, a lot of people's been contacting us from either farther than that. I know that a lady reached out from Washington and asked if we had a ride capabilities, and in the works behind the scenes right now trying to figure out trucking directions all over. So I can tell you in my own personal sales that we're starting to see a lot more states jump in and start to buy, and that's something that's important to realize here at the Oklahoma Youth Expo, that, you know, some of the greatest females there is went through that ring. Mm-hmm. And are in this sale. So if someone is a little worried about being able to get them to a different state, we have trucking options. That's something that's important to us. We're not going to leave you stranded. It might take us a week to get them out to you, but we'll do our best. So
I guess what you've obviously had some experience with these online type sales with your own company. This is something that it really helps tie various parts of the country together as far as the show pig industry.
Very, very important to be able to involve everyone. I know that, like you said, in our own personal business, we had a sale just a couple weeks ago in Indiana, and we sold lots to 14 different states outside the state of Indiana, and it was important that we do it online, because if there's so many different shows going on at the same time, mm-hmm. breeders can't get there, but they still want to buy hogs, and that's what I think utilizing technology will allow us to reach so many more people, and we'll just bring them better, and we can grow and continue to grow the sale.
So give me some websites, some information on how folks can check all this out.
Folks can go to KennedyVenturesOK.com. That's kind of our hub website right now. You can click on the tab there that says online bidding. It'll take you straight to the online bidding part. You can go to the preview, and it'll take you straight to our preview tonight, as well as the sale catalog is on there. There is a contact list that's a mile long that you can check out and get a hold of any of those guys about the guilt. If you have any questions about the sale, feel free to contact one of us. So the sale will be tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, so that's Wednesday the 20th at 6 o'clock.
And that's 6 o'clock Central Time.
Yeah, 6 o'clock Central Time.
Thank you, Blake. Blake Kennedy with Kennedy Ventures. And that website that Blake mentioned is KennedyVenturesOK.com. KennedyVenturesOK.com. And there's a button there for the Night of Stars that you can click on. You can find the sale order there and more details about these animals that will be sold Wednesday evening, 6 o'clock. It's in Barn 8 at the State Fair Park in Oklahoma City, or can be seen online. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.